This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said Somnath Temple's survival over the past 1,000 years reflects the country's indomitable civilization's spirit. The Prime Minister wrote this in an op-ed marking the historic milestone of 1,000 years since the first attack on Somnath Temple in Gujarat in the year 1026. He said Somnath Temple continues to stand tall despite repeated attacks and immense adversity. Prime Minister Modi said it was in January 1026 that Mahmud of Ghazni attacked this temple, seeking to destroy a great symbol of faith and civilization through a violent and barbaric invasion. Lauding the efforts of those who contributed in the restoration of Somnath Temple, Mr. Modi said another important milestone would be completed in 2026, marking 75 years since the restored temple was opened to devotees. Later, sharing an audio on social media platform, Mr. Modi said, 1,000 years later, the temple still stands as glorious as ever because of the countless efforts to restore Somnath to his grandeur.
सोमनाथ हमें यह बताता है कि घृणा और कट्टरता में विनाश की विकृत ताकत हो सकती है लेकिन आस्था में सृजन की शक्ति होती है करोड़ों श्रद्धालुओं के लिए सोमनाथ आज भी आशा का अनंत नाद है यह विश्वास का वह स्वर है जो टूटने के बाद भी उठने की प्रेरणा देता है अगर 1,000 साल पहले खंडित हुआ सोमनाथ मंदिर अपने पूरे वैभव के साथ फिर से खड़ा हो सकता है तो हम 1,000 साल पहले का समृद्ध भारत भी बना सकते हैं
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi will visit Somnath Temple in Gujarat on Sunday. An official said year-long activities have been planned at Somnath to mark Somnath Swabhiman Parv. Several spiritual and social activities will also take place in Somnath from 8th to the 11th of this month. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh commissioned the Indian Coast Guard ICG first indigenously designed and built pollution control vessel Samudra Pratap in Goa today. At the commissioning of the Samudra Pratap, the Defence Minister hailed the vessel as a symbol of country's collective resolve and maritime confidence. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwani Vaishnav has said that electronics production in the country has increased 6 times and exports have grown 8 times in the last 11 years. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said, Apple shipped mobile phones worth $50 billion in 2025. He said this progress has propelled electronics products among the top 3 exported items. Agriculture and Farmer Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Viksit Bharat G-Ramji Act has been introduced to enhance transparency compared to earlier MG Narega scheme. Addressing farmers at Erode in Tamil Nadu today, the minister said the scheme guarantees 125 days of wage employment, up from the previous 100 days for the beneficiaries. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reached France today on the first leg of his two-nation visit, which includes Luxembourg. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he visited exposition Su Ki Su Tran, Woven Stories Between India and France in Paris. He said the exhibition showcases India's textile heritage, savoir-faire and creativity, and also remind of the strong cultural connect between the two countries. The Supreme Court has refused to grant bail to activists Umar Khalid and Sharjil Imam in the 2020 Delhi riots conspiracy matter, saying there was a prima facie case against the accused under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, UAPA. Meanwhile, the BJP has demanded apology from Congress for supporting 2020 Delhi riots accused Umar Khalid and Sharjil Imam. BJP leader and leader of opposition in West Bengal, Subhendu Adhikari, has written a letter to the Chief Election Commissioner, Gyanesh Kumar, dismissing Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee's false claim about the special intensive revision SIR exercise of electoral roll and a request to halt it. In his letter, Mr. Adhikari said the SIR drive is throwing the spotlight on the TMC's dirty secrets, fake voters, ghosts of the deceased and illegal infiltrators that TMC has allegedly protected for years to rig the elections. The UN Security Council will hold an emergency meeting today to discuss US operation in Venezuela. In under-19 cricket match, host South Africa were 220-7 in 45.1 overs against India in the second youth ODI of the three-match series at the Willamore Park in Benoni when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.